So are you ready
for your show?
Buenas noches, familia. Soy Carlos Medina y volvemos a juntarnos tú y yo en torno al Underground Garage de Rock FM, comandado siempre por nuestro buen amigo Little Steven. Esta noche tenemos por delante un show, la verdad que particular. Stevie se ha propuesto darle un repaso a cuatro grandes canciones que supusieron una tremenda influencia para otras tantas en la historia. Una de ellas la escucharemos enseguida. La compuso Ray Davies en 1964 y la lanzó con su banda The Kinks. Me refiero a un clásico absoluto como el All Day and All of the Night. Pero vayamos poco a poco. De momento, con música, le damos la bienvenida a nuestro compi Little Steven. Son The Dictators, The Next Big Thing. Buenas noches, Stevie. Comienza el Underground Garage aquí en Rock FM.
With my best financial holdings, I could have been basking in the sun in Florida. This is just a hobby for me. Nothing, you hear? A hobby. We'll be right back.
We are gathered here today to discuss four big ones. Four of the greatest records ever made, chosen by being seminal in their influence, and as with everything we play for you, unparalleled in their greatness. We begin with one of the highest moments of genius composition in a Renaissance era full of nothing but genius compositions. But it is not an obvious choice, and would probably not show up on any critic's list of their top 100 compositions of the decade. But we, as you will see, beg to differ. It is a song entitled All Day and All of the Night by English composer Ray Davies, performed by his group The Kinks, produced by Shel Talmy, and would be one of the most extraordinarily produced and influential records of all time. The song is as unique as any have ever been in that its melody in particular was quite bizarre for its time, but still managed to work. And even more incredibly, managed to be a top 10 pop single. With this song, Mr. Davies, most historians agree, invents what has come to be known in music theory parlance as the stupid melody. The concept of the stupid melody will inform the entire heavy metal genre, in addition to giving Ozzy Osbourne and all of his mentally unstable disciples careers. It is in fact the mentally unstable aspect of the melody which gets one's attention immediately, because at that point in history, late 1964, rock had begun but hadn't yet completed its music industry coup d'etat, taking over the pop charts and changing all the pop rules to rock rules, which will soon include singers sounding, and in some cases being, mentally unstable. But at that point in time, other than the novelties, an occasional purple people eater, if you will, stupid melodies really didn't exist. There was simply no precedent for it. Dissonance, yes. Mixed genre hybrids, yes. Western scales meets Eastern scales, yes. But stupid? No. It had to wait for the moment when the young ears and tastes of an entire new generation were open to it. The second revelation that occurs to the listener, the first being that one is experiencing something brand new, is the primitive, primal value that is communicated by the stupid melody. What one would expect the stupid melody to communicate, first and foremost, is of course, well, stupidity. As it would just 7 years later, in the unclean hands of the mindless drunken louts that would populate the early 70s heavy metal scene, that this song had the unholy responsibility of spawning. But in the hands of a genius like Mr. Davies, our song's protagonist does not suggest anything mindless. Mindlessness, when analyzed, includes a limited, at best, emotional spectrum, ranging the very short distance from frustration to rage and back again, and remaining at that superficial strata of both. The first two lines of the song, "I'm not content to be with you in the daytime, girl, I want to be with you all of the time," not exactly Rambo's A Season in Hell, and the melody, having already been established by Brother Dave's seminal hard rock riff, lulls the listener into an immediate, low, though admittedly enjoyable expectation. The listless lyric combined with the unsettled melody creates a safe enough ambiguity to allow the experience to be mindless in all of its glorious simplicity. And that would have been fine. But then the genius is revealed by the Trojan horse one-step modulation that shocks the listener at least three ways. The already quite strong dynamics of the basic riff do not suggest the need for more intensity. But suddenly there it is. One is lifted off the ground by the unexpected chord change. Then on top of the unusual change and the increased dynamics comes a melody that communicates the original primal scream of every sexually tortured adolescent male that's ever lived. The new melody is stated with profound, desperate determination as it forces its way through the complete, uncompromising dissonance of the chords, ignoring them completely. "The only time I feel all right is by your side." Suddenly, it goes from a stoner's casual conversation to Jesus, he really means it. This extraordinary 10-second B section sets up the equally extraordinary chorus, the chord change of which takes us impossibly yet another level higher, toward the only fact of life our new heroic character is truly confident about in this otherwise totally confusing world. "Girl, I want to be with you all of the time." all day and all of the night. Total abandon, total confession, total truth, total confidence, the totality of which can only suggest this is all I know, this is all that matters. And by this statement and by this work, we are immediately elevated to universal truth. Man may build skyscrapers, cure the world's diseases, visit the planets and stars, and all of that is great. But when it is all said and done, one truth remains above all others. Man may have the whole world in the palm of his hand, but it don't mean a thing unless he has the poontang to go with it.
Blank inside card. So I've been sending them out. Sorry you're feeling so blank inside. I feel like that myself sometimes. What kind of scam? The guy who's selling blank inside cards must wake up laughing. What do you do again? I sell blank inside cards. Picture of a tree, nothing on the inside. No little limerick, nothing. They're buying a crease.
Lava lamps trimmed and burning. You're with little Stephen in the underground garage, and now an epistle to Dippy.
Look on yonder misty mountain, see the young monk meditating, rhododendron forest. Over dusty hills, I ask you what it's been like being you. Through all levels you've been changing, getting a little bit better, no doubt. The doctor bit was so far out. Looking through crystal spectacles, I can see I had your fun. Doing our spip up back, reader.
made the teacher suspicious about insanity. Fingers always touching, girl. Through our levels you've been changing, getting a little bit better, no doubt. The doctor bit was so far out, looking through all kinds of windows. I can see I had your fun, looking through all kinds of windows. I can see I had your fun. Looking through crystal spectacles, I can see I had your fun. Looking through crystal spectacles, I can see I had your fun. Rebel against society, such a tiny speculating whether to be a hip hop. Skip along quite merrily. Through our levels you've been changing. Elevator in the brain hotel. Broken down but just as well. Looking through crystal spectacles. Oh, I can see I had your fun.
No, money will never make you happy, and happy will never make you money. That might be a wise crack, but I doubt it.
By the gas, I'm about took too long. I got caught in the rush hour. The fella started to shower you with love and affection. Now you won't look in my direction.
On the expressway to your heart. That expressway, not the best.
I got caught in the rush hour. This fella started to shower you with love and affection. Come on, look in my direction.
On the expressway to your heart. That expressway, not the best way.
I'm falling apart. It's much too crowded. Much too crowded.
Started the show with the Fabulous Dictators, the next big thing, which they weren't. Well, they were on my block. That's their first record. And we started our stupid set All Day and All the Night, one of the great records ever, followed by another one, Talk Talk from the Music Machine. Got a little bit of a stupid melody in there. Need You Tonight, Bonnie Raitt, her new album is Dig In Deep. We highly recommend it. Andrew Farris and Michael Hutchins wrote the song, originally for NXS, and Bonnie doing a very cool cover of it. Donovan would have some fun with melody. He wandered a bit. Epistle to Dippy, one of his coolest, produced by Mickey Most. Let It Burn, Blackberry Smoke. The band produced it. Charlie Starr wrote it. Get it from ThreeLeggedRecords.com. And a little stupid melody from the Soul Survivors. Yeah, Gamble and Huff would occasionally indulge in a bit of stupidity. Expressway to Your Heart, baby, 1967. We're calling the show Four Big Ones. Four records that changed, well, not much, but they're great.
Sigues en Rock FM y estamos despidiendo el fin de semana al ritmo que nos marca Little Steven aquí en el Underground Garage. Esta noche descubrimos cuatro grandes canciones que el guitarrista de Springsteen considera como las cuatro grandes. Son canciones que influyeron notablemente en otras muchas a lo largo de los años. La primera a la que nos hemos referido era All Day and All of the Night de los Kings, de 1964. Ahora mismo disfrutaremos de la segunda. Por cierto, nada tiene que ver el orden en que nos referimos a ellas, alguno tenían que tener. Es una canción cuyo riff de guitarra le fue inspirada a Keith Richards en sueños mientras dormía en el hotel de Miami en plena gira de los Stones por Estados Unidos. Richards se despertó, agarró su grabadora, tarareó el riff de guitarra y volvió a dormirse. A la mañana siguiente recordó que algo había grabado, o por lo menos eso le parecía, y escuchó aquella melodía. En un principio tenía, bueno, algo de reparo en mostrarle el riff a sus compañeros porque de alguna forma tenía la impresión de que era como poca cosa, que no llegaría a ningún lado. Finalmente lo hizo, mostró a Jagger y compañía, y menos mal, porque es todo clásico. Aquella canción era Satisfaction. Dale, maestro.
Welcome back. We are celebrating four big ones this week. Four songs that helped change the world for the better. Our second song is Satisfaction by the Rolling Stones, written by Keith Richards and Mick Jagger, and produced by Andrew Loog Oldham. You've all heard the story by now, how Keith woke up in the middle of the night and sang the riff into his cassette recorder, not remembering that he had done so. Satisfaction notable for three major contributions. First, the single note riff becoming a signature of the rock and roll genre, largely because of Satisfaction. The Stones themselves had already established the fabulous riff as a complementary part of the composition process with The Last Time, the single just before Satisfaction. Interestingly, Brian Jones, the other guitar player in the Stones and founder, having come up with that riff against Keith's quite original chord change, which he would repeat on Satisfaction. And the Stones would do it again with Get Off My Cloud soon after. The Beatles would contribute with some phenomenal riffs like I Feel Fine, Day Tripper, Ticket to Ride, and Paperback Writer. Chord riffs, interestingly, would pretty much predate the single note riffs, started by Link Wray's Rumble and perfected by the Kinks' You Really Got Me in All Day and All the Night. But The Who would play a major role, though I can't explain, My Generation, Substitute, and a song that will be our fourth big one of the evening, we'll get to later. But the Stones, once again, would own the chord riff pretty much the way they own the single note riff, with Jumpin' Jack Flash, Brown Sugar, and Start Me Up. The second contribution Satisfaction made was the popularization of the fuzz tone. We did a whole show on the fuzz tone, tracing it back to child star Eddie Hodges and Frankie Lane, both of whose records arranged and produced by Jack Nitzsche. So I've come to the completely unofficial conclusion that it was Jack Nitzsche that would introduce the fuzz tone to Keith when they redid Satisfaction in L.A. It's a theory. Hasn't been proven or disproven. And of course, the fuzz tone, the seminal sound of garage rock. And the third contribution is the substance of the lyrics. Now, I think Keith actually may have written the title, which he thinks he got from Chuck Berry's 30 Days. But Mick's fleshing out of the lyrics pretty much stayed in his comfort zone, which he'd been exploring since the beginning. I mean, Tell Me, It's All Over Now, Time Is On My Side, Congratulations. Now, whether they wrote the songs or not, they seemed most comfortable with sexual frustration as their theme, and this song would be the archetype of that theme. So let's play it in all of its glory. Remarkable how well it still holds up. If you've got headsets, way deep in the background, you will hear Jack Nitzsche playing a piano part, which I didn't hear for the first 30 years of listening to the song. So you may not hear it now either. But as Andrew Oldham says, very often Jack would be there providing the glue, be it visible, audible, or not.
I tried. Virtue of the devil is in his loins.
What about love?
Overrated. Biochemically no different than eating large quantities of chocolate.
Mark Lindsay, former lead singer from Paul Revere and the Raiders, and you're with Little Steven in the Underground Garage. Now stand back. I think my consciousness is expanding out of control.
Girl, you got this need to know what I'm all about. Well, there's something that you dig you can't figure out. Well, now you wanna know what moves my soul and what ticks inside of my brain. Well, I've got this need I just can't control, and it's driving me insane. I can't take it, ow, because I'm hungry for those good things, baby. Hungry, few and true. I'm hungry for that sweet life, baby. You. I can almost taste it, baby, and it's sweet as wine. It's a custom tailored world that I wanna own someday. With a special place up high, we can stay alone, you and me. Girl, I'm
just hang on to my hand. And if I break some rules along the way, girl, you gotta understand. It's my way of getting what I want now, 'cause I'm hungry. Yes, I'm hungry for those good things, baby. I'm hungry too and true. Well, I'm hungry for that sweet life, baby, a real fine girl like you. I can almost taste it now. Oh, it's sweet as wine. Well, I ain't gonna waste it now. When it's finally mine, I'm gonna live each minute, really hours and days, till I've had my fill. Oh, girl, I'll be rolling in it. Yes, yes, you know I will. Yes, I will.
Say, I haven't seen a house out here for miles. What are you doing out in the middle of nowhere?
Well, I had to be at that there crossroads last midnight. Sell my soul to the devil.
Well, ain't it a small world, spiritually speaking? Pete and Delmer just been baptized and saved. I guess I'm the only one that remains unaffiliated.
This ain't no laughing matter, Everett.
What'd the devil give you for your soul, Tommy?
Well, he taught me to play this here guitar real good.
Oh, son. For that, you traded your everlasting soul?
Well, I wouldn't use me.
Started that set with I Can't Get No Satisfaction, The Rolling Stones, produced by Andrew Lou Goldham, engineered by Dave Hassinger in L.A. That was the second version. We should play the first version one of these days, which has snuck out through the years, with the folk rock version from Chicago. Old Man Trouble is Otis Redding from what may be his best album, Otis Blue, third album. He wrote it, Steve Cropper producing. And of course, Booker T and the MGs, his backup group, always. with the Memphis Horns, and always fabulous.
Run Right to You, Hollis Brown, from Jesse Malin's Velvet Elk Records. Jesse produced it with Don DeLego, and you can get it from VelvetElkRecords.com. Hungry was Paul Revere and the Raiders. Barry Mann and Cynthia Weil wrote that. Terry Melcher producing, 1966. Just Your Fool, the Rolling Stones' latest. The cover, Little Walter there, written by Buddy Johnson and produced by Don Was and the Glimmers. Two big ones down, two to go.
Esto es Rock FM y estás escuchando el Underground Garage de Little Steven. Estamos descubriendo las cuatro canciones que nuestro pequeño Steven considera que cambiaron el mundo y, de hecho, según dice, lo convirtieron en un lugar mucho mejor. Vamos directamente a por la tercera. Es curioso, también viene de Inglaterra y también es verdad que no podían faltar en una selección de estas características, aunque también es cierto que tal vez te sorprenda la elección. Me refiero a los Beatles y la canción que ha elegido Little Steven es Rain. Al respecto, Stevie hace referencia a tres contribuciones fundamentales de la canción a lo largo de la historia de la música. Por un lado, está el fantástico riff de bajo que compuso Paul McCartney y que ha servido de inspiración en innumerables ocasiones. Por otro lado, la letra sería una de las primeras de corte psicodélico. Y en último lugar, Little Steven destaca el hecho de que al final de la grabación nos encontramos con una parte que se reproduce al revés. No podían faltar, desde luego, los cuatro fabulosos esta noche. ¡Dale, Little!
Welcome back to the Underground Garage, where we are celebrating four big ones. Four classic records that influenced the world and made it a better place to be. Our third song is Rain by the Beatles. John Lennon, Paul McCartney writing for their group The Beatles and produced by George Martin. Again, three major contributions from this song as our last. We begin with the complete transformation of the role of the bass guitar, which took place on this song. Paul McCartney, not only one of the great singers of all time, but absolutely one of the great bass players of all time, wrote an iconic riff for this song, which has been copied numerous times, and we'll do a set of those songs one of these days. He liked it so much he would steal it himself when he switched over to guitar for Taxman on the album that immediately followed the Rain paperback writer single, that album being Revolver, in the summer of 66. So the bass guitar would suddenly play a far more prominent role due to the fact that they just simply turned it up. Paul's bass playing was always more melodic than the typical bass player anyway, and the use of the octaves and again, the sheer level of it in the mix get everyone's attention. He threw a little taste of it in the very end of Paperback Writer on the other side, the, in fact, A-side, right at the end of the song there, that high octave. So bass playing changed on this record. The lyric substance would be one of the first of the psychedelic lyrics, in that it was a celebration of nature in a way that one embraced it, rather than it being the enemy. So you had that immediate childlike wonder, which John Lennon would be so wonderful at capturing, epitomized perhaps by Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds just a year later. God, things happened quickly in those days. And the third contribution is the first recording of Something Backwards. At the end of the record, you'll hear it stop for a minute, and the drum riff brings in the outro, and suddenly the vocal will be backwards. And I believe there's a second backwards element in there. I think it's a second bass guitar, actually. I don't know. A bit hard to know exactly what's going on there, which is part of the fun. You're not supposed to know everything that's going on records, by the way. That's why mono is the only thing that matters. You start separating these things, you know, you start hearing them. That's no fun. Mystery, man, mystery. An important element in the spiritual communication of art. And here comes some now.
They might as well.
something. There's a poem about a barber pole that goes like this. It's fun to pretend that the barber pole is a great big peppermint stick. It's fun to imagine how nice it would be to have all that candy to lick. It never would matter how much you bit off. There still wouldn't be any less. Why, you could even keep eating forever and ever and never get finished, I guess. The most interesting things to see and do on the way to school.
And I'm Flo.
Hi, everyone. Howard Kalin. I must be Eddie.
We are the Turtles, but together we make up
Flo and Eddie. And you're with little Steven.
Where?
In the underground garage, of course.
It's dark in here.
I know. Attendant, attendant, get the Land Rover for me.
You can try to please me.
get me. I'm only flesh and bone, but you may as well forget me, 'cause my heart is stone.
You better leave me alone.
Anderson claims a debt of honor. It's too complex, too many people. We don't need it. I mean, we're into linen supplies, restaurants, wholesale meat, everything. It's stupid, this bang-bang stuff. What am I talking it down for? Maybe he can make it. But I'm always looking at the dark side. I mean, why can't I once say a positive word? I'm always knocking. That's not happiness.
Yeah, we started that set with Rain, one of the great Beatle B-sides. A lot going on there, influence-wise. American Dream, The Heaters, So Old It's New Again. Produced, arranged, and recorded by Maggie, Missy, and Mercy. We almost did a psychedelic set to go with Rain, but decided to go with the other songs that had the Rain riff in it, like Outside Chance by the Turtles. Contraband from Wildlife. The album will be out in a month or two. You can pre-order right now. WickedCoolRecords.com. Written by Dave and Sam, otherwise known as Sam and Dave. And produced by Tuck Smith and Dan Dixon. And then the riff one more time, used by the Bangles in Get the Girl from The Spy Who Shagged Me. Austin Powers himself produced that. Yeah, it's four big ones, four cool songs that kind of influenced other cool songs. Get ready.
Seguimos en el Underground Garage, aquí en Rock FM, justo en el momento en que nos detenemos en nuestro propio clásico. Esta noche Little Steven comparte las que considera como las cuatro canciones que ejercieron gran influencia en otras tantas a lo largo de los años. Quién sabe si la siguiente bebió de esas fuentes. Me refiero a la canción más chula de la semana, y ya que nos hemos pasado el programa entero en Inglaterra, pues por allí nos quedamos. Son Ginger Wildheart y Ryan Hamilton. La canción Fuck Your Brain en el Underground Garage de Little Steven como la más chula de la semana. Todo tuyo, maestro.
You know what that sound means. Take out your phone, open up the Shazam app, and Shazam us right now. Our coolest song in the world this week comes from Newcastle, England. Please welcome to the Underground Garage stage Ginger Wildheart and Ryan Hamilton.
This is gonna be okay. Come on. she recovers. You act dumb, you say you're so numb, you say you don't come, but here's love.
Stupid man for what we could have had.
I followed his word, Eli. I tried.
You didn't do anything but sit down. You're lazy and you're stupid. Do you think God is going to save you for being stupid? He doesn't save stupid people, Abel.
You know, when the weather gets warm, we girls don't like to sit around. We get the same things on our minds as you boys do, so we get our bikinis, small as they come.
Yeah, 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 hippity, yeah.
Get all our troubles, get out in the sun.
Yeah, 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 hippity, yeah.
Hop in our cars now, turn on the sound.
Yeah, 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 hippity, yeah.
What do we do now? We go looking around.
We go looking.
The light would work better if it pointed out to sea.
Dar, shut up! I know what I'm doing. Dar, I hate the sea and everything in it.
Thank you.
started that set with our coolest song in the world this week, F You Brain. Ginger Wildheart and Ryan Hamilton out of Newcastle. That's up there in the north of England. They wrote it. Dave Draper produced it. And they are joined by Givi Flynn, Emily Ewing, Matthew Colley, Maurice Hipkiss, and producer Dave Draper. Our coolest song in the world this week, F You Brain. Elvis Costello, You Belong to Me, from this year's Model, second album, produced by Nick Lowe, who discovered him on the street, literally. Looking for Boys was the Pinups, Feldman Goldstein Goddard production, and co-written with them and Lang Martin. I'm going to assume that's the lead singer, but I'll have to check on that. And Smile on Me, the Yardbirds, Little Games album, the one with Jimmy Page. That is him playing one of the coolest guitar tones ever. Fuzz tone on Max. Mickey Most, once again, producing. We got one more big one left, baby. Can you guess what it is? I'll give you one hint. It's big.
Bueno, familia, estamos llegando poco a poco al final del Underground Garage de esta semana. Ahora bien, no podemos olvidarnos de la cuarta canción que Little Steven no solo considera de sus favoritas, sino que directamente le cambió la vida, y posiblemente la tuya también. Palabras suyas, ¿eh? Y no sé si te preguntas si también será inglesa o no. Pues claro que sí, aquella invasión británica dejó huella en Estados Unidos. La canción la compuso Pete Townshend, y ellos, por supuesto, son The Who. I Can See for Miles es la cuarta y última canción que esta noche Little Steven quería compartir contigo como grandes joyas de la música por la gran influencia que ejercieron en otros tantos artistas. Dale, maestro.
Welcome back to the Underground Garage, where we are celebrating four big ones, four records that changed my life and probably yours. Our fourth record is I Can See for Miles, written by Pete Townshend for his group The Who, and produced by Kit Lambert. It would simply be the ultimate archetype hard rock chord riff song. And as we mentioned before, they'd already started doing signature chord riff songs from the first moment they went into the studio with Shel Talmy. They said to him, listen, we want that sound you got with the Kinks. So it was the Kinks' influence of the early chord riff songs, If You Really Got Me, and All Day and All the Night, and Tired of Waiting for You, and their amazing first, whatever, 5, 6, 7 singles that would influence The Who, with I Can't Explain, Substitute, and most notably My Generation. But suddenly for I Can See for Miles, which came on their third album, they just took it to some new place. And ironically, tragically, record company Universal MCA, please listen up, the best mix and mastering of this song still cannot be bought on any album. It is the original single mix. The guitar is slightly louder. It is not on any of the 10 compilations we checked, including the latest one, but you can hear it here.
Because all the while I could see for miles and edge of my trust in you when I was so far away. I saw you holding lots of other guys, and now you've got the nerve to say that you still want me. Well, that says maybe, but you gotta stand trial, because all the while I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles. Surprise. I know that you have, 'cause there's magic in my
And now it's competition time, and time for Spot the Nose. Each week we play you a recording of a famous pop star blowing his nose and a snatch from one of his biggies for you to identify. Now listen carefully for this week's clues. No, before you put pen to paper, I should warn you that 80% of our answers every week are the same and wrong. It's not Pete Townsend. I repeat, it's not Pete Townsend.
Just as sweet as lips that I girl's pitter-patter, so I gotta have her.
You ever seen a man's brains? Oh, I've seen them. I take them up, scoop them up, put them in jewelry, throw them up like brains. You're buying brains. But there's a bowl right here, and there's a bowl here. A bowl here, and a bowl there. Now, they're connected to the spine. The spine goes down the backbone. And if all four of these bowls of brains, if all four of them is functioning, you're not a one-track mind. You're a four-track mind.
Come on, everybody. Come on in. Bobby's gonna show you how to do the swim.
I'm Mick Jones of The Clash, and you're with Little Steven in the Underground Garage.
Supposed to say it.
Started that set with one of the biggest of the big. I could see for miles. Ooh, that's good stuff. Yeah, the Who, baby, at their best. Kit Lambert's best production also. Pete Townshend writing like usual. All for You, the Kurt Baker combo from their new one, In Orbit, out now as we speak at wickedcoolrecords.com. Kurt writing and co-produced it with Jorge Caldana. Bobby Freeman, Come On and Swim, Baby. Produced by Sly Stone, that's correct. Sylvester Stewart, 1964. And co-written by Sylvester and Tom Coleman. And we close with a clamp down from The Clash. Joey Strummer writing that one. Guy Stevens producing for their classic third album, London Calling. Third classic in a row, really. 1979 or so. Joey McJones, Paul Simonon, and Copperheaden. Four big ones themselves. You know what that sound means. Take out your phone, open up the Shazam app, and Shazam us right now.
Now I have to face stupid reality again.
We want to thank the Seminole Hard Rock Cafes, hotels and casinos worldwide. Been there with us from the beginning. Jimmy Allen and the gang. And our special thanks to the Seminole Native Americans. Coolest Indian tribe ever. Our new distributor is Sun Broadcast Group. I want to thank Ron Rivlin, who does the U.S., and Jessica D'Agostine. Radio Express does the international affiliates. So if somebody gets you a radio station for Christmas, call Ron or Jessica, and you can have this show and be the coolest cat on your block. You can get the Underground Garage app at iTunes or Google Play. You can go to facebook.com/undergroundgarage or undergroundgarage.com. You can tweet me at Stevie Van Zandt. Please don't do it if you're a twittiot. Yes, I had to make that name up. I'm lucky. I get more friends than not. And of course, if you're looking for any kind of fab gear, you know, vintage equipment or new stuff or anything having to do with guitars or keyboards or drums or anything having to do with rock and roll, you got to go to Andy Babuk's fabgear.com. Babuk is B-A-B-I-U-K, emphasis on the U-K. You can Shazam us during the coolest song or credits and win some stuff. And special thanks, of course, to Alan Freed. See you next week.
And I that's the name of that tune.
Ciao, baby.
Nice ride.
Come back to Jersey, you moron!
That's entertainment. That's entertainment.
Cuatro grandes canciones han sido esta noche las protagonistas del Underground Garage aquí en Rock FM. Cuatro canciones que cambiaron la vida de Little Steven y, como él mismo dice, posiblemente las nuestras también. All Day and All of the Night de los Kings, Satisfaction de los Stones, Rain de los Beatles y I Can See for Miles de los Who. Ahí es nada. Espero que hayas disfrutado de un buen rato de radio. Yo soy Carlos Medina y el domingo que viene, si te apetece, volvemos a encontrarnos en el Underground Garage aquí en Rock FM. Feliz semana. Un abrazo. Buenas noches, Little.